Good evening, my dear listener. I wanted to do something a little different tonight. I would love to read you all a bedtime story. but seriously, I would love to read you all an extract from my favorite book of all time, Haunting Adeline. I think some people pronounce it Haunting Adeline, but I don't know, saying Adeline feels more natural to me, I guess. So, this book is about a lady who is being stalked, and the scene I would like to, or the extract I'd like to read to you, is the scene where they first meet and interact, and it's very smutty, and it involves a gun. So, yeah. If you're not comfortable with that, then that's okay. Feel free to leave, and I'll make something for you more in the future, hopefully. But yeah, let's go. I'm so excited. Last time I checked, most girls weep because they're upset. Take a hint, he chuckles. Little mouse, that's exactly what I'm doing. He then pulls my thong to the side, baring my pussy to him and the arousal glistening from within. He mutters a curse under his breath as his eyes devour every inch of me. Another tremble of my lips has me biting down on the traitorous flesh. Keeping one finger hooked in my underwear, he points the gun in my face with the other. I recoil, pinching my eyes shut and letting loose a startled yelp. Relax. I just want you to suck on it. It takes several seconds for his words to process. To process that he didn't pull the trigger and I'm not dead. When they do, my eyes snap open and I glare at him. Why the fuck? He taps the tip of the gun on my mouth, effectively cutting me off. The rest of my words dissipate as he slides the gun across my lips, as if he's painting them with lipstick. Suck, he orders, his tone deepening with finality. Closing my eyes against more tears, I open my mouth and let him guide the gun between my teeth. I squeeze my lids together as I twirl my tongue over the cold metal, cringing from the nasty taste. Such a good girl, he says, pulling the dripping gun out, a trail of saliva following until it snaps. My entire body locks when I feel the cool metal slide against my clit. I flinch against the foreign touch of an incredibly dangerous weapon. Pure terror washes over me, and it takes all of my strength to keep from full-on sobbing. Holding a gun to my head is far less intimidating than it being held between my legs. A gunshot to the head is instant death, but this would be slow and painful, torturous. He leans down, close enough for his hot breath to fan across my core. I lift up for a better view, just as he looks up at me through long, thick lashes, his mismatched eyes sparkling with delight. Right when I open my mouth to ask what he's doing, he sticks out his tongue, saliva pooling to the tip and dripping off into my pussy. Can never be too wet, can you, little mouse? Sitting up, he circles my entrance with the tip of the gun, the metal slipping against my skin. Oh my God, please don't. This time, my words are cut off from the feel of him dipping the gun past my folds. Just the tip, but enough to close my throat, only allowing a startled squeak to escape. He laughs cruelly. You even sound like a mouse. I'd snap at him if I wasn't frozen solid. I can't look away. I just watch him push the gun inside me, my rounded eyes barely processing what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling. Slowly, he works the gun inside me, drawing out both pleasure and pain. I clench my jaw, shuddering from his ministrations, but refusing to make a sound. I won't give him that satisfaction. He works the weapon halfway in before the gun retreats to the very tip. I'm allowed a moment's breath before he buries the entire barrel inside me. I suck in a sharp gasp and let my head fall back, no longer having the strength to watch. This is so, so fucked up, beyond fucked up. But when the gun pulls out and sinks back in again, a noise does slip through as a wave of pleasure rocks through me. "Good girl," he says. "Open wider, baby." The hand still holding my thong to the side nudges against my thigh. Without thought, my thighs instinctively fall further apart. Another praise, but I can barely hear it over the beating of my heart. I can feel how tight your pussy is, the way it grips onto my gun, when I slide it out. So fucking pretty. I bite my lip, but it isn't enough to hold in the next moan, or the one after that. I can hear the suctioning and slurping noises as he fucks me with his gun, and shame fills me in response. The embarrassment nearly overrides the fear, but neither of them is more potent than the pleasure that my body is being forced to succumb to. When he angles the gun in a particular way, he hits a spot inside me that sends my eyes to the back of my head and an unchecked moan to slip free. He growls in response, my back arching as he continues to hit that spot. My thong grows impossibly tight, biting into my flesh before it's ripped away from my body, the sound getting lost in another cry. The tattered fabric is tossed aside, freeing his hand to grip my thigh in a bruising hold. My heart jumps when he leans down, but he only clamps his teeth on my inner thigh. I cry out from the sharp bite, but it quickly morphs into pleasure when he hits that spot again. His mouth sucks, and his movements quicken until I feel the beginnings of an orgasm settle low in the pit of my stomach. "Please," I beg, but I don't know what for. He tears his mouth away just to clamp down again, lower this time, but still too far away from my center. Too far away. "Tell me what you learned, Adeline," he demands, looking up at me, his mouth wet from his biting. The sight makes my heart drop deep into my belly, right to where the gun is driving into me. "Not to bite your cheek?" I guess, my voice trembling. He answers by biting my thigh in a punishing grip. I cry out, the pain blinding. He loosens his jaw, allowing the pain to bleed into pleasure. A primal noise slips out as he pushes the gun deep. "Are you going to make me ask again?" I open my mouth, but no answer comes out. My silence allows for me to hear his warning loud and clear. He cocks the gun. "Okay, okay, fuck." I relent on a terrified hush. "I learned not to let another man touch me." Those words bring tears to my eyes, because saying them out loud makes me feel well and truly trapped by this man. "Who's the only one allowed to touch you, Adeline?" I close my eyes, hating the lie that's about to slip from my mouth, just like the tears are from my eyes. "You," I whisper, the bitter taste of the words clogging my throat. A battlefield rages in my body, the side that wants me to make him come, and the side that wants him to turn the gun on himself and fire it. I glance down at him and note the way he's staring up at me, and I have the terrifying realization that he doesn't believe my lies. You have 10 more seconds to come, little mouse. No more than that. He warns before nipping at my thigh again. Rub your clit, baby. I hesitate. The last thing I want to do is allow this man the satisfaction of making me come. And even worse, helping him do it. He doesn't fucking deserve it. And though my whole body is strung tight with desperation for it, my brain revolts against the thought. Now, he growls, his eyes blazing with something carnal and dangerous. Muttering a curse, I reach down and twirl my fingers over my clit, too scared of the repercussions. If it's between orgasming and getting shot, I'm going to have to choose the option that will cause the least amount of damage. Good girl, he whispers. It takes 2 more thrusts of the gun before I'm tipping over the edge, my ass shooting clear off the ground as the orgasm rips through me. I'm screaming. I can hear the sound vibrating the muscles in my throat, and I can feel how hoarse it's becoming. But I can't hear it. Not when my entire being is consumed in fire and ice, and the only thing I can see is heaven. The gun works inside of me faster and deeper, drawing out the orgasm until I'm literally begging for it to stop. He rips the gun out of me, and my thighs snap shut instantly as the last of the orgasm dies. I am left a shuddering mess from the aftershocks while he stands, his body towering over me. I look up through half-lidded eyes, still jerking from the little shocks, when he lifts the gun and swallows the barrel. It feels like an out-of-body experience as I watch him lick the weapon clean and then stick it in the back of his jeans. My body is full of rage, humiliation, and shame. I know this, but it's like my brain can't process those emotions, so it's just choosing to feel nothing at all. Is this what trauma does? Knowing you've been violated, but your body chooses to go numb instead? Like a magic trick, his hand comes back into view with a rose that must have been in his back pocket. The petals are crushed. Likely from our struggle, but he doesn't seem to care. He twirls the rose in his hand before tossing it on me, the flower fluttering to my stomach. With one last lingering look, he turns and walks out without a word. And finally, the dam bursts as the emotions crash through my body and flood out of my eyes.